PayPal has just released some insights into how Australians use subscription services. So if you've signed up for a music or movie streaming service or maybe even software on a subscription, this could be about you. Joining me is PayPal's shopping expert, Emily Kerr-Lewis. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Very good. Just how big are online subscriptions now?
Look, what we're seeing is a real rise of this service, and it's disrupting kind of Australians' shopping behaviours. Half of Aussies are currently using a subscription service regularly, and the average amount that they're using is kind of $32 a month is what we're seeing.
Can we break that down? What sort of things are people subscribing to?
Yeah, look, the three most popular services, so to say, that people are subscribing to are movies, music and software. So they're kind of the top three categories that we're seeing the most growth in. But we're also kind of seeing younger shoppers in particular take up some other kind of more unique, so to speak, subscription services. So food is a big one. So you've got like your Marley and Spoon or your YouFoods kind of services where you can subscribe to healthy kind of regular food services. But then you've also got some in the kind of beauty category like Bella Box, where you kind of every month you get a curated box of skincare products. So, you know, it really is a range of products that we're seeing this service become more popular.
From the business side of things, where do you think this trend is born from? Is it perhaps easier to get smaller, regular amounts out of consumers, as simple as that?
Yeah, look, I think it's the ease and convenience thing from a consumer. And I think for a business, you know, that subscription service means you've got a customer, kind of that engagement with them ongoing. It's not just one purchase and then you're done. You know, they're coming back to you each month. So how can you build on that and have a meaningful kind of relationship and provide meaningful things to your consumers? But the interesting thing that the research found is that 30% of them of consumers are subscribed to services, subscription services that make them happy. So it's not just being about the ease and convenience of having something that arrives on your doorstep every month when you need it or every week, whatever it might be. It's also that you're kind of treating yourself a little bit more and letting yourself kind of have a bit of a perk that makes you a bit happy.
Now, with many of these online services now offering things like free trials, introductory prices and other ways to entice people to sign up, what are your tips for making the most of these subscriptions? What should people be thinking about before they sign up or during the process or keeping an eye on as their subscription continues?
The number one tip is to do your research. So half of Australian consumers actually have cancelled a subscription in the past, and one in five have cancelled something when they had to start paying. So I think, you know, before you ever sign up to something, do your research. A lot of businesses have varying kind of options available to you based on your budget or your needs. So do your research and really understand what you're signing up to. The second tip is opt in, don't lock in. So I think, you know, be conscious and cautious around contracts and kind of what the kind of get out is if it's not working for you. So it's kind of better to kind of opt into something that you can jump out of anytime that you need to, rather than kind of have these long-term contracts in place. And then another tip we always say is pay safe. So I think our research found that one of the main factors that impacts Australians' decisions when they sign up to a subscription service is, you know, using PayPal because it is trusted and it is safe and they know that their kind of financial details are not going to be shared all over the internet type thing. And then use it on the go. So we're actually seeing a lot of people are using these services and signing up to these services on their phones, on their mobile devices. And a lot of the kind of subscription services like Netflix and Spotify and whatever obviously have apps that you can manage your account via your mobile device.
You mentioned of PayPal being a great choice for a payment method because of security. Would you promote it as being perhaps more convenient compared to using a credit card?
Yeah, definitely. Because a lot of it is playing out on your mobile device, you know, you don't want to sit there having to put in every individual credit card detail, whatever. It's quite tricky on your phone. So the PayPal integration means that you can kind of do that in a few steps by logging into your PayPal account. But one of the great benefits that I see is also your financial details, your credit card details, your bank accounts, all stored in one place. So if you have multiple subscriptions, you know, from your music to your TV to your food or whatever, if your credit card expires or if something goes wrong and you need to put a stop on that card, you can dive into your PayPal account and make that update in one place, and then automatically all your subscription services are updated. So it is a convenience thing as well.
Some good tips there for anyone looking at signing up to their next subscription or perhaps analysing what they're already signed up to. Emily, thanks again for your time on Tech Daily.
Pleasure.